Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful but a little overcast Friday, October 31st, 2025. They tell me it's Halloween, which is supposed to mean Hallowed Eve, which is supposed to connote religious All Saints Day, but we'll take the secular, I guess. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because there are people in Washington and a president actually fighting for the American people. How novel. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, like Larry Yost, Fishing Creek Township, Joseph Mercatilli, Muzik, and John Jack Higgins, Dunmore, veterans we've lost who have made us and kept us free. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials. Because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they abuse it, no matter how they lie. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, noting for you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will create for the balance of this morning a sanctuary of sanity for you in a world that has gone insane. An entire political party, the Democrat leadership, is gone. They're gonzo. They make no sense. They're not even trying to make sense anymore. They're just lying to your face and assuming that between the media and the dummycrats, it'll all be accepted. Dear Lord, it's frightening. Hey, I got my Dunmore DPW shirt on, the orange version. And you know, somebody said, well, geez, you got the orange for Halloween. Nah, it wasn't even a consideration. I just hadn't worn it in a while. But serendipitously, I've got orange on today. So if you go to our WILKNewsRadio.com and you press watch, you will see my orange Dunmore DPW shirt. And then, and the guys are out there, the guys and gals are out there collecting this morning. I saw them in again, miserable weather, doing what you absolutely need to be done. So shout out again to the DPW guys. We won't play stick out your can today. Well, that's just a once a week thing. And the Bulldog, you know, he insists on variety. So I go to my newspaper.
No.
And Brian Hughes, our news guy, he actually physically delivers the paper to me in the studio as we begin to start. And it says, bitter tone, Coates hearing on the Scranton Times-Tribune. The other headline is what we talked about extensively yesterday, but remember, it's yesterday's news. So it says, ICE agents take man and daughter into custody. So the boy king, Billy Gaughan, is very upset that he can't be king anymore. There is an appointee by the name of Brenda Sacco, who has, by most accounts, about 3 weeks total in office, and one of them has already passed us by. But she's getting her money's worth. Now, just to let you know, the boy king, Billy Gaughan, he's misbehaved before. He apparently becomes a child whenever there's a question to his authority or whatever. I mean, just I saved it because it was curious to me. I know people had such bitter political differences in when I was county commissioner, but when we were at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport, it was completely bipartisan. And the bi-county board, it was at that time the commissioners and the of Lackawanna County commissioners of Luzerne County were the board. Now it's a little different because of this silly Luzerne County Council nonsense. But Gaughan went so far at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport meeting. She said, "I'm deeply disappointed by the obstacles being erected by Commissioner Gaughan in our efforts to further secure the airport." It was about security, which is like essential. I remember when I hired George Bieber to be the head of security at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport. I said, "George, first of all, I know you're deadly serious about security. I know you know your business. But know that you cannot screw up once. I'm trusting you with everything, lives, reputation, everything." And he took it seriously and he delivered for us and for administrations beyond ours. And now the boy King, who's throwing spit fits everywhere, apparently. Jesus. You can't make this up. And his running mate, who's trying to become the majority commissioner with him, Capellini, Mike Capellini, I know him. Volatile would be a charitable description of his personality. Wow, those two together, getting questioned, amazing, scary. So, yeah, the boy king, Billy Gaughan, is apparently having spit fits everywhere. To the point where Crocomo, the Luzerne County, executive director, whatever they call that, she called him out by name at a meeting. Oh, Lord. Scary stuff. Oh, and speaking, Senator for Luzerne and Lackawanna County, Marty Flynn, he had to get involved, okay? He's got a statement on the ICE arrest in Dunmore, which says we are better than this, and our policies should reflect that. In other words, we're better than following the law. Right, Marty? Is that what you're saying? We're better than this. I discussed this quite a bit yesterday, but it goes to the heart of where the left-wing lunatics are driving the Democrat Party. A simple law enforcement operation, and they go out of their minds. And there's consequences to law enforcement operations. There are mistakes that can be made. This was not one of them. By all accounts, pretty good guy in the country about 6 years from Honduras, was picked up on the way to work because he had missed a hearing regarding his citizenship or his, the fact that he should he be here or should he not. He missed the hearing. I don't know the circumstances behind it, but he missed it. And as with every hearing of that sort, whether it's child custody, whether it's child support, the warrant goes out, and then the warrant gets, when they get to it, the warrant gets executed, and you pick the person up. And I noticed that Mayor Max Conway, who he made a pitiful statement regarding this incident the day before, has backtracked somewhat, maybe not substantially, but somewhat. He said the ICE people were communicated, they were truthful, they, you know. Well, why would you assume they wouldn't? Because Gavin Newsom tells you this is how the Democrat Party works today. And now Marty Flynn's got to come up with this nonsense statement. Our shared goals of safety and justice. Well, our shared goals of safety and justice, Senator Flynn, are that the laws be enforced. I was walking with Cutie and the dog last night. I said, all right, let us say that we decide, well, you know what? It's not that big a deal to go through the stop sign. And go through the stop sign. Just ignore them. It's okay. Now, is that a serious offense? Well, it certainly could be. And between illegal alien truck drivers killing people and other illegal aliens and gangs wreaking havoc on normal American citizens, we've experienced that because that one time you go through the stop sign because nobody enforces it, somebody gets killed. I don't even get what their argument is, but apparently because of pressure within the lunatic portion of the Democrat Party, or maybe they're lunatics themselves, they've got to defend, well, actually they've got to attack duly appointed, well-trained law enforcement officials for enforcing the law. How did we get here? How did the Democrat Party get to this place of insanity? That they think, and a number of people, rah, rah. As I said yesterday, everybody should feel badly, well, not everybody, but people feeling badly for this illegal immigrant and his daughter who's been here and he's been working hard, which, by the way, most of them do. Okay, feel badly. But don't attack President Trump and the law enforcement agencies that are enforcing the law. How do they get there? How did the Democrat Party get to a place of complete insanity? We're seeing it here, and I'm telling you, it takes over. You start supporting Joe Biden for president, for example, Kamala Harris for president. Bob Casey for senator, Matt Cartwright for Congress, and they've gone off the loony bin. They've gone completely left-wing, lunatic area. All of a sudden, you start mimicking and miming what they have been saying and what they're carrying on about. And it's a snowball rolling downhill, and it's affecting local Democrats. We just see two of them here. The mayor of Dunmore, the senator for Lackawanna and Luzerne counties. They have to get a word in because their left-wing lunatic constituency imposes it on them, or they actually believe it. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's dangerous. Whew. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, we'll return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans, this hour and every hour, this day and every day, loyally presented to you by our friend John Basiliga and his great family of companies, including Basiliga Hospitality. We're in the weekend now, guys. I could use a drink right now. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. The Far Street Tavern in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. And the Queen City Tavern right in downtown Oliphant. The greatest bar restaurants, as good as it gets. Fine dining, yeah, we got that too. The Terra 519, a modern take on fine dining that you will not find anywhere. The Stegmaier Mansion. Oh, just off the charts. It's like going to Newport and having dinner at one of the great mansions you tour. Larry Yost, Army veteran. He loved NASCAR, hunting. He was 77. He was from Fishing Creek Township when we lost him October 16th. His wife was by his side. Born in Benton, a 1967 graduate of Benton High School. He then faithfully served his country in the U.S. Army. He worked in construction and as a truck driver. Member of Durs Christian Church. He was also a member of the Oriental Lodge, F&AM of Orangeville, and the Shikshini American Legion. He loved NASCAR. He loved putting models together. He loved hunting. Surviving Larry Yost, his wife, Nancy, the former Nancy Harpst, they'd been married in 1988. Also, two sons, stepchildren, numerous step-grandchildren and step-great-grandchildren, and three step-great-great-grandchildren. A number of his siblings survive. Lost a stepson, Jamie May, before his passing. Larry Yost, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory today for Halloween. The advisory includes Lackawanna, Luzerne, Susquehanna, Wyoming, Wayne, and Pike counties. Beginning at 11 a.m. this morning, excuse me, until 5 a.m. Saturday morning. So it'll be windy out there. That's going to take a lot more leaves down, which has its own issues. Just be cautious if you're driving or whatever. Today, a mix of clouds and sun, windy with a chance of showers, high near 50. 48 degrees outside the studios as I speak. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 40. Saturday, partly sunny, 53. Sunday, partly sunny, 55 or better. Now, so do kids go out? I guess this is verboten at this point. Do kids go out on the Halloween and, just go to random houses and ask for candy? I guess that's a thing of the past. I mean, just talking for those of you that are younger, and those of you who are younger and have children, we used to put together whatever Halloween costume we could, and we would go to the houses, and then as you're walking around, people would say, hey, this house is given a quarter and a Snickers bar. Oh, well, then the lines, if you were a good stop. And then when we got a little bit older, we would go into the bars. And the bars, all they had was money. They weren't going to give you booze. You didn't want booze at, 11 or 12 or 10 years old. But they'd give you money, and sometimes a dollar, which was big money. And that was the days when the bars were jammed pretty much every night, whether they were there for the air conditioning, the TV, whatever, bars were jammed every night. By the way, it reminds me of a book, a great book, called A Drinking Life. And it's Pete, I'm blanking on his name, but I have his face pictured in my mind. But it described how things were. But you'd go to these bars and you'd see, that's the neighbor I never see. That's somebody's uncle or father or whatever. And then they'd give you a dollar or quarters or whatever, and you'd walk out of there rich. Now, what you also had to watch out for is there were always bigger kids out robbing. Now, these were not, gang members or anything. That's just what they did. In those days, it was expected, and we understood it. So, if you didn't pay attention, if you didn't stay in a pack, and if you didn't stick together, you might get rolled for whatever you got on Halloween night. And I don't know. I just remember that incredibly fondly. And then there was always the thing, oh, there's razor blades and candy apples and the I am going to this Halloween party. Now, Cutie's insisting that I'm wearing this prison jumpsuit. We didn't get a final decision on it yet. I didn't make a final decision for the two Halloween parties we're going to. But it just reminded myself now, once a year, I don't want it any more than that, the candy apples with the caramel covering. And then there were the candy apples with the red covering. What was that? I don't remember what it was. It was red sugar of some kind. I've got to find one and have one tonight. And I'm allergic to apples, but I'll fight my way through. Yeah, it's candy apples. Bulldog, did you ever get, what did you do? Did you trick or treat?
Yes.
And it, you just went to random houses, right?
Yeah. I mean, usually it was the houses in the neighborhood. Or in a couple streets over. And then also, yeah, the bars, the same thing. You know, they'd have money. They'd give out money. And,
yeah.
You know, back then a dollar was a lot.
And they were very friendly.
Yes.
And the bars were very friendly. Yes. They love getting trick-or-treated. It broke their routine of shot and a beer. And they got a kick out of it. And, I don't know, it brought a little life to the bar. Did you have people that would occasionally rob others, the bigger kids?
I didn't experience that.
Heard of it, right?
Not really.
Jessup, was that civilized? How about that? Dunmore was savage and Jessup wasn't? That's fascinating. Oh, Lord.
Maybe it was the neighborhood that I was in.
Well, you're a little younger than I am, too. Yeah. So maybe that had worn off. But it was expected. It was expected. And a few kids, reliable as rain, would get knocked off out there. And you didn't go home to your parents and say, oh, I remember. You didn't. Because that would create an investigation, and you never knew where the investigation would lead. So if you got bullied, and that's generally speaking, were there bullies, Bulldog, in daily life that you remember, or not really?
Not really.
Wow.
I mean, maybe light bullying.
Light bullying? what does that mean, light bullying? So they just say something to you, maybe just give you a little shove.
Yeah.
Not actual beatings.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, I did not know this about Jessup. It's much tamer than Dunmore. That's pretty good. Well, we have to take a break after that illuminating discussion on Halloween's past. We'll take a break and be back. We're going to play only a little bit of music. Both Murph and I agreed that a couple of those songs would be fine. And we focused on The Great Pumpkin and on Monster Mash. And I think that's quite sufficient for Halloween. We'll take a break and be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Bobby Boris Pickett. Murph tells us this date, 1962. The song was out and became at one point a number one hit, Monster Mash. It's a good song. It's fun. I told you, I'm sort of a nuanced thoughts on Halloween. I'm going to parties where you got to dress up, and I'm going to. Not without... under very mild protest, because I get why people like to dress up and how much fun it is and how they love Halloween and all that. I just don't get it, but I don't I don't look down or think anything other than, hey, this they're use this as a great excuse to have fun. Like, this year it's on a Friday, so we got two great parties to go to at two great houses, and it's going to be a blast. I unfortunately have to dress up. Now, my favorite outfit of all time, well, second favorite, I went as a madman. Remember that show, The Mad Men? Mad Men, about the 1960s? So I put on a suit and a thinner, older version of a tie that would be in fashion in the 60s, and a fedora. And I went around smoking cigarettes. It's like, that was my favorite outfit. I was comfortable all night. And that may be what I'll revert to. Because Cutie got these things. We're going to see. Let's do this. Because we haven't spoke to her. She had a time in the hospital, including in the emergency room. So we'll take the Bloomberg Money Minute later, and we'll go to Lorraine from Hazleton. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, not the best, but hanging in.
But better. Good.
Not really, but...
Well, I mean, you were in bad shape. You were in tough shape. That'd be in the emergency room, or the intensive care.
Well, if you'd see me now, I need some intensive care right now. Yep.
Well, it's a shame. I said I'm thinking about Lorraine and her difficulties, and here I am eating Krispy Kreme donuts by the dozen. By the way, these are yesterday's Krispy Kreme. They're as fresh as a daisy.
Well,
the United Way people brought them in yesterday, and so I had eight of them, and there were four left.
Well,
they're fabulous.
Freeze them.
Well, no, I kept the plastic that the box was in, and apparently that kept them fresh in my office overnight.
Well, that's good.
No specific reaction to that. No.
Because I wish I could eat something here.
Yeah, I know. Dear Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I determined that I told Cutie this. I said, I'm allergic to food. I said, when I don't eat, I feel great. When I eat, that's the only time I don't feel great.
Well, either way, I don't feel great. Food don't interest me, but yet I'm hungry for something good.
Yeah.
Like homemade pierogies.
Homemade pierogi, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say pierogi. I got into that habit. I don't know why.
Yeah, I would say pierogi.
Oh, okay.
When I was little.
All right, well, Lorraine, because we've got to go to Bloomberg in a couple of minutes. Do you have a poem for us or no?
Well, I want to know what I get for reciting it at Halloween.
Well, we can't tell anybody your address to deliver pierogi. We just can't. We don't know. We don't know who'd show up.
Well... But my luck, I really don't give a darn.
The bulldog will bring you pierogi, maybe. Bulldog, will you bring her pierogies?
Nobody's in a hurry.
His car's not working well, though. That's the problem. Yeah. You're over an hour away.
When the chips are down, nobody really cares.
Well, we care. It's just that we can't do much about it.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Well, do
you're going appropriately dressed tonight, I'll tell you that much.
I haven't determined if I'm going to wear the prison jumpsuit yet. We'll see.
Well, just go as you are. They'll know.
we've come out of the hospital with a rather tart tongue, have we?
Well, you know, I have to put on an act, so I'll try my best. Do you want the poem?
Yes, I love your poems. You know that.
Okay. And I'm going to... Well, never mind. I'm going to end up with a joke. I don't care whether you like it or not.
Well, I might have to cut you off, so you better be quick.
No. Masks. I wrote this a long time ago. Children wear masks on Halloween. Adults do it at a masquerade ball. but I wonder if our own true faces aren't the greatest masks of all. Sometimes we hide our true feelings by putting on a smile. Maybe we should just be ourselves. It would probably be more worth our while. Some people have smirks on their faces while others wear a frown. There are times when I find comfort in just acting like a clown. So the next time you're in a crowd, just put on a happy face. This way you'll be more at ease and you won't feel so out of place.
That's very good. That's really good.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Now, all right, Lorraine, we've got 50 seconds left. You got to tell your joke. Go ahead. I'll let you tell a joke. It's Halloween. You just got out of the hospital.
Well, how big of you? Listen, there was a man that he was a big sinner. Big sinner, and he wanted to go to confession. He went to the priest, and he said, I have the biggest sin of all. I love to steal, especially at night. And after he was done hearing his confession, the priest said, I'm going to give you your penance. I want you to make a novena. And the penitent said, okay, Father, you get the plans, I'll get the wood tonight. Make a novena. So he was going to get the wood.
I feared that your joke was that bad.
Oh, you're full of...
And it turned out to be true.
You're full of hove, no, and you know what that is.
Oh, my Lord. Well, okay, Lorraine, that'll be your last joke for a little while. We don't care what's going on. We love you, dear. We love you. We got to go. It's 9:55 on my Bacardo's watch. Well, we head into the top of the hour in the news. I can't believe our first hour is already gone. And we do so with the Supremes because this date, 1964, they had the number one hit. And their second number one with Baby Love. That's a great song, isn't it? Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10 on the nose. We'll be back after that.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.